Constable Kimber reporting for duty. Police, stay where you are.
Don't move.
Don't move.
Bad boys, well, what you gonna do? Well, what you gonna do when Kimber comes to you?
Settle down, mate. You're gonna get sprayed. It's been such a fun week.
Wow.
So I've been doing Constable Kimber. As you know, I've gone out to the training academy. Yeah. I've done weapons training. I've been in the chopper. Did a whole bunch of things to learn what it would be like to be a police recruit.
Yep.
They're searching for 950 new recruits for the WA police. And so it was actually Commissioner Dawson that said, come in and we'll see if you can have a crack at it.
Mm.
And I guess soon we're about to find out from the Assistant Commissioner whether or not I've done okay in my training.
Well, I don't know about you, Timmy, but I certainly feel that the streets are safer since you've
absolutely
done that.
Now, well, the thing is that I think that there's been some pretty glowing video and audio that's been played.
Sure.
There were moments where I think I was shining.
Yes.
And there were some other moments that we haven't heard yet where I didn't do really well. And most of that came with the weapons training.
Sure.
And it's very hard. Like, there's a lot to it, and there's a lot of safety procedures and protocols and things that you need to learn. And, you know, I was getting around in a vest that had capsicum spray, taser, gun, and all the training versions, of course, trying to work out which is the best situation and what I need to use in which situation. But there were lots of positions they put me in where they went, okay, we're going to set this up so you know exactly what's going to happen. And when I say draw, you're going to pull it out and you're going to do this. And I was like, no trouble.
Ready?
Yeah.
Draw. Don't look down.
Okay.
You look forward.
Don't look down. Don't look down. Okay. I'll go again.
Ready? Draw.
God. That is in the way.
I'm just hearing excuses. Draw.
I can't. Oh. Okay, I'm pushing the wrong bit.
Draw.
can't get it off. Hang on, let me just try that. All right, ready? Now I know what I'm doing.
Ready?
Yep.
Draw. Draw.
I can't get it out.
Right.
Okay. Police, don't move.
Good.
See the voice I got.
We need to arm it. So that thumb's going to arm it for us.
Clip that up.
Right, keep that grip. Finger off the trigger at the moment.
Police, don't move. Police, don't move. The red light on you is a taser.
Stop, drop, line it up, depress the trigger. Taser, taser.
Taser, taser. Yeah,
then lower the taser a little bit and then move.
Out.
Move.
So, okay. As you can hear, it would have been okay if the crim was patient with me and would wait for me to draw a weapon, because it took me so long. I kept getting my hand stuck on my vest. I was pulling the wrong stud. I couldn't get it right. And there's all these safety procedures in place, obviously. To get the gun out of the holster, there's clips and different things to make it safe. And so there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that well in that section, but they said, well, let's try and put you in a scenario. We'll take you out to the toilet blocks out there, and we'll have another officer there that was playing this role of a difficult civilian. And I was given the opportunity to say, you use your best, like whatever your instinct, what you think we should be using in this instance.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did. Police! Police, don't move! Don't move! Don't move.
I'm trying to talk to my girlfriend in there.
Just put the bottle down. Don't move.
My girlfriend's in there.
Yeah, okay. Don't move.
Nothing.
I've got, there's a red, no, don't move. There's a red light on you. There's a red light. You'll be tasered.
Why?
There's a red light and you'll be tasered.
Why?
Do not move.
No.
Do not move. Stay where you are.
No.
Police, stay where you are.
I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, good hit, good hit.
Unfortunately,
is it that she's
excessive, and you're probably going to get in trouble?
Oh.
Not probably.
Because I need to, like,
there's going to be a real and imminent risk of injury to someone to use force.
Ah. Oh.
Could you not try talking first, Kimber?
I made the wrong call.
Yeah.
I made the wrong call.
Hard
and this is
stuff.
The thing. It's really hard. I had this real appreciation for police in that moment too, because I realised you do have to make a call on something that obviously you're trained, but there's these moments of, like, the people are unpredictable.
Yes.
You don't know what's going to happen. And if someone throws himself towards you, or, you know, it's a really difficult position, I think, to be in and
absolutely,
make that decision at the last minute. And try and get the taser out of your jacket if you can.
Okay. So the bottom line is, a well-mannered perp, Kimber is on form.
I think my voice was scary enough.
Yes.
I feel like if I yelled at them for long enough, they'd give up. But we thought we better follow this up because initially I was invited to go along and try some police recruit stuff by Commissioner Dawson. And so we wanted to see if I did okay. So we've got Craig Donaldson, Assistant Police Commissioner, in here today. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for the invite.
Oh, thank you. You've been watching my training.
I have. Very impressive.
You've been seeing how I've gone. What were your first thoughts?
Well, my first thoughts were I think you were leading towards being the Ducks of the Academy.
Look at you.
So really? I've got a bit of a report card for you.
Oh, okay.
So if I can just have a few minutes to run through your report card, because there are scores there.
Of course.
So firstly, you know, we want the highest quality applicants, and you certainly fit that. You know, those people who are decisive, they're team players, and I think, you know, on observing your behaviour and the way you went about your business, you were very quick to decide that you weren't going into danger to face police dog doom. And a paper scissors rock off was the order for the day. So your decision making, your way that you articulated who's going to go forward, and police dog doom did his thing to Matt. You know, I don't know whether it's a hair thing, you know, you're picking on the bald fella, but that's okay. You know, whilst you were lounging around on that delightful beige lounge that we have out at Dog Squad. So, and you were in complete safety. So well done. Your score out of that was 10 out of 10.
Wow. Oh,
so,
excellent.
You know, you're off
my
to a very good
start. Observing skills of throwing Matt under the bus. Great.
That's right. Secondly, we do rely heavily on analytical and problem solving capability skills. So again, you displayed that in the police chopper. Very impressive. Not only did you direct police on the ground to the dodgy duo, and they did look very dodgy, you managed to highlight a concern when jeans and joggers became a dangerous fashion combination. So well done. Again, score 10 out of 10. So, you know, the Ducks is getting very close there. Okay. Lastly, the ability to be operationally ready. Your display of fitness and agility was described to me. Now, this is, you know, God's honour.
I can only imagine.
Quote, clearly an athlete of standing we rarely see around these parts.
What a beautiful way of articulating that.
And you know, the natural ease in which you tooled up and you pepper sprayed, you tasered and you shot your way through training drills was outstanding. So 10 out of 10. So what we've got for you, Constable Kimber, is a certificate of outstanding performance.
Framed.
So that looks so
framed.
Cool.
That's for you.
Oh, I love this. Look at this. It says Certificate of Outstanding Performance, and in brackets it says, well, sort of. Oh, I love this. Thank you so much. I love it.
Well, there's also a gift. So, you know, we've got, we're quite a well-funded organisation. Thanks very much to the government. Here is a Let's Join Forces, what would you call it?
I guess it's a stress ball in the shape of a football.
Well done, very
expensive. Or a rugby ball. Thank you.
If you could just sign here, because it's your contract of employment. Start Monday.
Oh, honestly, I'm so grateful for the WA Police. They were unbelievable. I mean, you guys allowed me to try so many different things, and everyone was incredibly professional and friendly. And, you know, if you're someone who's looking for a different type of occupation, or you're thinking, yeah, this is my shot, go and give it a go. Like, go and see, look into the recruitment process, because I know I've heard of many women who were going, I don't know if I can do it. I've got kids and is it tough? But you're looking for everybody, aren't you? It takes a certain type of person, and we've got to kind of go through that process.
That's right. And I think we're very lucky. We've got an outstanding organisation. We've got the trust of the community. We work very hard on that. And as you've experienced, the help you get from our trainers out of the academy, our intent, it's an opt-in model when you get to the academy, because there's a number of steps to get through, because we do want exceptional people. But the academy is there to help you develop and make the right decisions, learn the legislation. And as you've witnessed, 28 weeks of training, it's hard work.
Yes.
It's rewarding, but you have a hell of a lot of fun, and it's a fantastic academy, so we're very lucky.
Yeah, I really recognise the challenges that you face, but also, like, that the real camaraderie and that team support was there.
Yeah,
for
sure. So well done.
Yeah.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you Monday.
Super. I'm available after 9.
Thank you, Assistant Police Commissioner Donaldson, for coming in, and well done, Constable Kimber.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for taking the dog bite, Matt.